It's Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Allies of Donald Trump are raising millions of dollars to target and harass editors and reporters working for major news outlets. Meanwhile, the DNC tells Iowa and Nevada to scrap their plans to hold virtual caucuses, citing security concerns. And lastly, Hong Kong's leader denies that she offered her resignation to Beijing, despite being recorded saying she would quit if she could.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Axios reports that Donald Trump's political allies are attempting to raise $2 million to investigate reporters and editors of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other major outlets. The group, tied to GOP consultant Arthur Schwartz, will target reporters and editors and their social media and pass damaging information to, quote, friendly outlets like Breitbart. Under, quote, primary targets, the group lists CNN, MSNBC, all broadcast networks, The New York Times, The Washington Post, BuzzFeed, and The Huffington Post. Seems like a lot for a list of primary targets. I feel like some of those should be moved to secondary. As Axios points out, media watchdog groups are not a fresh concept, but being this specific about trying to discredit individual reporters, not to mention being tied to a sitting president, is new. The Hill is reporting that the DNC wants to scrap plans to hold virtual telephone-based caucuses in Iowa and Nevada after a committee meeting last week where members expressed concerns about election security and the possibility of hacking. The state parties announced earlier this year that some voters would be able to vote over the phone in the February caucuses instead of going to neighborhood meetings in an attempt to increase participation. One Democrat told the AP that representatives from presidential campaigns had also conveyed concerns over potential hacking. This is why we can't have nice things.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Hong Kong President Carrie Lam has denied that she offered her resignation to Beijing, even after she was recorded saying she would quit, quote, if she could. Lam introduced legislation that would allow extradition of criminal suspects to China, which set off 13 weeks of mass protests. Whoops. In a leaked audio tape of a private meeting that has since been published by Reuters, Lam can be heard apologizing for the protests and lamenting her position. Early Tuesday, the BBC reported that Lam told reporters she had, quote, never tendered any resignation, but that she did not dispute the authenticity of the audio tape. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after stalling over the Bahamas, where officials say it is responsible for the deaths of at least five people. The Washington Post reports that House Democrats plan to make Trump's alleged involvement in a 2016 scheme to silence two women who claim they had affairs with him a major investigative focus this fall. The Trump administration announced that it would reconsider its decision to force immigrants facing life-threatening health crises to return to their home countries, an abrupt move last month that generated public outrage and was roundly condemned by the medical establishment. The AP reports that tens of thousands of students in Hong Kong boycotted the first day of classes Monday as part of a citywide strike following another weekend of demonstrations. Teenagers spoke to the crowds from a stage with a backdrop that read, quote, with no future, there's no need to go to class. Can't dispute that.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.